Well, international commemorations to mark the anniversary were held in Poland, where the Second World War started. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon joined European leaders at a ceremony in Gdansk.
Well, remembrance services have also been held in other countries to mark the end of the Second World War.
A moment of reflection in Paris. French President François Hollande lays a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And veterans honor their fallen comrades. In the rest of the city, the mood is more upbeat. Military parades and music commemorate the French resistance against German occupation. May 8th is a day of celebration here. The tone is very different in Poland, Germany's eastern neighbor. In Gdansk, a ceremony took place at the site where the first shots were fired on September 1, 1939. Polish President Bronisław Komorowski welcomes guests from around the world. For Poland, the joy of liberation was short-lived.
70 years ago, there were celebrations throughout Europe to mark the end of the war, but not all Europeans could celebrate. The end of the war did not begin an era of freedom for all Europeans.
The influence of the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe did not end until 1990. Now the conflict in Ukraine has made many Poles wary of Russia again. Poland planned this ceremony as an alternative to Moscow's Victory Day parade on Saturday, which many Western leaders will not be attending this year.
And you can find out a lot more about the end of the Second World War on our website with interviews, testimonies from survivors, and documentaries. All you have to do is go to dw.de/ww2. See it right there.